Proverbs 10:17 says, "He is in the way of life that keepeth instruction, but he that refuseth reproof erreth." The problem is that when a person has an unwillingness to admit that they're wrong, the root of that problem is pride. And we've said plenty about the sin of pride in previous devotions. But the consequence is that we remain ignorant. We're unteachable. And then we also are persisting in the sin of pride. We're going to see in our next chapter, Proverbs 11:2, "When pride cometh, then cometh shame. But with the lowly is wisdom." And that's exactly what we read here. "But he that refuseth reproof erreth." Now, we have to be careful with this. I am accused of being stubborn and unteachable by heretics. I've been over the years, people tried to convince me of whether it's heresy or just wild conspiracy theories. I'm a conspiracy theorist, by the way. I know there are conspiracies, but I don't buy every one that comes down the pike. Y2K, Jade Helm 15, the reptilian conspiracy, the flat earth, you know, those things. I don't believe in those. And those people who have tried to convince me of those things have just accused me of being stubborn and unteachable. Not that their evidence is failing. So what I do a lot of times, I'll turn around and I'll describe the times I have changed my views, and then they accuse me of being fickle. So you can't win with some people. But I openly admit to being stubborn and unteachable unless I'm presented with information that requires me to change my views. Now, the big problem is, if you are refusing legitimate reproof, then at what amount of time that you persist in refusing to receive legit reproof, we're wrong during that amount of time, and that always results in bad things, both immediate and long-term issues. In our own lives, there are repercussions for refusing legit reproof, but also it affects others, that ripple effect. And also, it affects us in this life and in the life to come. Losing reward if you're a Christian, losing eternal life if you're unsaved. You know, if a person is unsaved and refuses to receive the reproof of the gospel and repent, confessing that they are a sinner who needs to be saved, if this is you, and you're listening to this for some reason and you refuse to confess that you're a sinner who needs to be saved, that Jesus is the Lord God of heaven who shed his blood and died to pay for your sin. You refuse to confess that you believe in your heart that Jesus rose from the dead, conquering sin and death. You refuse to admit that Jesus did all the work that can be done to save you. Jesus paid it all. Your works do not and cannot save you. And you refuse to fully trust in that gospel message to be saved, and refuse to confess that you're a born-again believer in the gospel of Jesus Christ, then you're without hope. That's the most serious error that a man or woman can make. But if you have repented and been saved by the gospel of grace, then you should now live a life full of repentance, or just a lifetime of repentance. You recognize there's only one man who ever walked this earth who never needed to repent of sins, and that's Jesus Christ. You and I all are sinners who need to recognize that and always be teachable and ready to repent when we see an error in our thoughts, words, or deeds. Be willing to confess your faults whenever you wrong a brother in Christ, for example. As 1 Peter 5:5 says, "Yea, all of you be subject one to another and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble."